Teresa Szymanski is the police chief for the city of Lansing, and she's on the other end of our line. Chief, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was Alpena last weekend?
Alpena was great. Thanks. How was Oscoda?
It was beautiful. I like being at work, Chief, but I do miss being up there.
Absolutely.
We had Aylin Robinson on, who was a member of the Lansing City Council, and she said at last night's City Council meeting they talked about the increased violence in the city. They have some serious concerns, and they're trying to figure out what they can do to give you the tools to combat that. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. The 4th of July week was a very tough week here in the city for our community. The tragic death of the young lady at the fireworks display in the park, and then followed by the tragic death of a 16-year-old young man. That's not what our citizens want to hear, and we certainly don't. It brings no comfort to anyone. Very tragic and very unfortunate situations. We're working very hard. We're collaborating with all of our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners. The officers and the detectives are working around the clock to solve these cases, and we need help from the community. Anyone with any information, we encourage them to call. We need our community to be engaged in Neighborhood Watch. They need to be the eyes and ears out there. If they see things, we invite them and encourage them to call 911 or reach out to us and let us determine if some of that stuff they may think is not significant very well may be significant. So we need all that information.
What can you do to stop this spike in crime?
Well, certainly continue to work hard, continue to be proactive, continue with the enforcement approaches, and again, work with our partners. We've got some things that we're working on. You know, I'm concerned that we've got our youth out there, a 16-year-old out there, a 15-year-old out in the community at 3 o'clock in the morning or sometime after midnight. That's certainly in violation of curfew. We need to target some of those young folks and get them off our streets so they're safe at home with their families where they belong. And we're talking about opening up a concept that perhaps they used to do it in the old days. You've heard it around the country, like midnight basketball, an opportunity working with our community partners for kids who maybe don't have anything to do but want, they've got some energy to burn off. So let's burn it off in the gym and do something positive. So
where are we with that program?
We're putting it together as we speak right now, Tony.
All right. As soon as you get that to ready to go, let us know and we'll help you kick that off.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. We're talking about it internally right now and thinking of some alternatives so these young folks have places to go that is constructive.
What are the curfews that are on the books and what are the penalties for breaking those curfews?
Sure. 12 years old, 10 o'clock at night. Up to 16 years old, you can stay out to midnight. So those are the curfew laws. I think we need to promote that more and make sure the parents know that and make sure that that's more clear to our community that our kids should be in off the streets. Unless, of course, there's specifics to that, Tony, such as if you're accompanied by an adult or by your parents, if you're coming to and from a school function. So there's some specifics there that we need to make sure our community is informed. And I think we're going to be putting that out on our website here today. That's one of our goals. So that's another place that folks can go, and we'll get that out to the media so folks know what curfew is about.
What happens? What's the penalty if someone is breaking curfew?
Everything from a citation, which is a citation where they can be issued and asked to appear in court, which would be the worst case scenario, or we take them home to their parents if we find a responsible parent that's there for them. So there's a wide range of things that we do.
Is breaking curfew a problem in the city?
Not a problem so much, Tony, but when you've got kids out at, you know, like the last homicide, a 16-year-old, what's he doing out at 3 o'clock in the morning? I don't have those answers, but that concerns me. Maybe he had legitimate reasons to be where he was at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I want to make sure that those kids have an alternative place to go and things to do instead of being out on our streets.
And
summertime, it's warm out. People are out and about. We understand that.
Can you tell us what you know about the robbery at the PNC Bank?
Yep, that case remains open. I checked this morning, first thing, and we have no suspects. suspects at this time, but the investigation remains open.
Well, you got those cameras in there. Doesn't that zoom in on those guys so you can get a look at their face?
Yeah, absolutely. There's cameras in there, and we released yesterday to the media the photograph of the individual that robbed the bank. And we shared that yesterday with the media.
All right, Chief, before I let you go, if people have any information for any of these crimes, where can they go to pass that information on to you?
They can call 483-4600. You can call Crime Stoppers at 517-483-STOP.
Chief, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
You're welcome, Tony. Take care and have a good day.